In anticipation of tonight's Tony Awards ceremony, reporter Jeff London canvassed Broadway to gather a few expert opinions about this year's theater season.
Sure, you can talk to producers and actors and critics, but if you really want to know the latest Broadway buzz, talk to the bartender at Sardi's.
This is a great place to have that feeling for the how would you say, the place where you can hear the rumors of what's going on and what's happening in the theater.
Diego Santamaria has been tending bar at Sardi's, one of the theater district's oldest restaurants, for the past year. With caricatures of famous actors hung on every available inch of wall space, Sardi's is a place where you might find yourself elbow to elbow with Liza Minnelli or Kathleen Turner when they're in town. It's a prime location for opening night parties, and it's where the Tony nominations are announced every year. Diego Santamaria says his customers are a mix of theatergoers and theater professionals, so I asked him what shows people were most excited about.
Constantly I hear people talking about Hairspray, and recently I had a couple of people who were talking about Nine with Antonio Banderas and Chita Rivera.
Nine, an adaptation of Federico Fellini's 8½, got some of the best reviews of the season. It's up for 8 Tony Awards, and it's the odds-on favorite to capture the crown for best revival of a musical. Nine's got some stiff competition in the category, though. Baz Luhrmann's highly acclaimed production of La Boheme, Man of La Mancha with Brian Stokes Mitchell, and Gypsy with Bernadette Peters.
You either got it, or you ain't, and boys,
to get a different perspective on the season, I decided to check with another expert, Angus McIndoe, who owns a popular restaurant just a half block down from Sardi's. You couldn't ask for a better location, next door to the producers and across the street from the Phantom of the Opera. And if you're really lucky, you might get to sit near Mel Brooks, Nathan Lane, or Matthew Broderick, who are all investors. While Angus is generally upbeat about, well, everything. He says this season was pretty brutal, between the colder than usual winter and the war in Iraq, both of which kept tourists away. Then there was the musician strike, which closed down most of Broadway for 5 days.
I mean, I'm lucky still to be in business. The musician strike, you know, was devastating. Fortunately, it was less protracted than it could have been. But, you know, that kind of thing has enormous impact.
Still, Angus, who tries to see as many shows as possible, says it turned out to be a great year.
I think people have been very happy with the standard of the straight plays this season. Of course, A Long Day's Journey and Tonight got, because it's such a well-known play, I think there was an immediate buzz around that. And then, of course, the casting in that show is kind of unbeatable.
And what a cast. Vanessa Redgrave, Brian Dennehy, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Robert Sean Leonard star as the tortured Tyrone family in this Eugene O'Neill classic, and they're all up for Tony Awards, as is the director Bob Falls. Long Day's Journey is the favorite to win Best Revival of a Play.
If it takes my snoring to make you remember Shakespeare instead of the dope sheet on the ponies, I hope I'll keep on with it.
No, James, you mustn't be so touchy.
For Pete's sake, Papa, the first thing after breakfast, give it a rest, can't you?
That's all the fuss about. Let's forget it.
Yes, forget. Forget everything and face nothing. That's a convenient philosophy if you have no ambition in life except to...
James, do be quiet.
The critics loved Long Day's Journey and Tonight, and Angus agreed with them. But he says he doesn't always.
The critics were so unkind to Urban Cowboy. You know, I went to see that show. It wasn't as bad as they said.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Despite the critical drubbing, Urban Cowboy's producers kept it limping along until the Tony nominations. When it didn't get one for Best Musical, it closed. There was one last place I visited on my unofficial survey, Barrymore's. If Angus McIndoe and Sardi's are where theatergoers can rub elbows with celebrities, Barrymore's is where they can rub elbows with Broadway's working class, kids from the chorus, understudies, and stagehands. Every year, Barrymore's sponsors a Tony Award contest, which raises money for Broadway Cares, an AIDS charity. Owner and maitre d' Craig Dawson says there are little Tony ballots in the menu, and anyone can enter.
It's a mix of industry people and you know, Joe Schmo from Iowa, who just happened to walk into the restaurant, sees the thing and goes, oh, I'll do that, you know. And actually, I think that over the course of the years that we've been doing it, the tourists tend to be more on in terms of getting more answers right than the industry people.
Dawson says the buzz on Richard Greenberg's Take Me Out, a play about a baseball player who comes out of the closet, is strong.
That's getting a lot of good chit-chat. Though apparently they're having trouble with the box office, and I'm not quite sure why. Maybe if they win Best Play, that will help.
I don't mean for this to be a distraction. I'm hoping this is going to ward off distractions. And if, incidentally, there's any kid out there who's struggling with his identity, I hope this sends a message that it's okay. They can follow their dream no matter what. Any young man, creed, whatever, can go out there and become a ball player.
Yeah.
Or an interior decorator.
Take Me Out's main competition in the Best Play category is an adaptation of Enchanted April, which Craig Dawson also says has good buzz. He's seen a lot of shows this year, including Movin' Out, the Twyla Tharp narrative dance evening set to Billy Joel's songs.
The reviews were sort of mixed to favorable, I guess you'd say, and I think everybody kind of didn't know what to do with it, but it's now sort of catching on, and it's doing quite well, and it's great fun.
But for Dawson, there's no question what the highlight of the season was.
Hairspray, of course. I've seen it three times. I just eat it up with a spoon. It's just such great fun.
The rollicking adaptation of John Waters' movie about a chubby Baltimore teenager who gets the guy and integrates an American Bandstand-type TV show got ecstatic reviews. It's up for 13 Tony Awards. The Tony Awards, hosted by Hugh Jackman, will be broadcast on CBS this evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Lunton in New York.